My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, Nick Herbig, dude. 3 tackles, 2 sacks, forced fumble. Led the Steelers in sacks for a second consecutive preseason. 3.5 sacks, 4 quarterback hits in the preseason. What do you do? I mean, this guy's got to be on the field. Like, TJ Watt, great player. The best in the league, in my opinion. Alex Highsmith, really good football player in the last 2 seasons. But Herbig, I think, could be a huge difference maker, man. How do you work him in? How do you get him on the field?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the special packages. You could do certain things with him. I'm sure that he could play even off the ball if you needed him to, but you got guys back there at the middle linebacker spot. This gives you the opportunity to give Highsmith and Watt the proper rest so they can be at their full potential almost majority of the snaps. Like, they're not going to have to be out there on full drives. You could throw him in there. And he can actually go make a play. He's not just a guy, you know. He's not just a body. It's like, all right, take a break. You know, Herbig, go in there. Don't mess this up. Like, you know, go in there. Hold it down. Like, no, like, go in there and make a play.
Yeah, which is totally different than,
the production's not going to fall off.
Right. Tuzar, Skipper, you go in there.
Right.
Like, no offense to Tuzar. I apologize for using you as the example. But that was a guy who would go in there so Watt could breathe.
And you would hold your breath.
And like, you would hold your breath, yeah. Like, that was... just a guy. Hey, made the NFL. Great. Congratulations on all of your NFL success, but he wasn't going to come in and get it done. I also think, look, Alex Highsmith's a good pass rusher. He's really good against the run.
Mm-hmm.
So early downs, okay.
All right.
Stop the run, set the edge, be a disruptor, and he can still get to the quarterback. If it's 3rd and 7 or beyond, I might be pulling Highsmith off the field and let Herbig take a shot at
it. I mean, you could move TJ around. You know, you talk about, you see like Myles Garrett, and they're like, oh, Myles Garrett moves around. Like, you could put TJ Watt as a defensive lineman, but he's just standing up roaming around, and take a D lineman out and then have him end up in a spot and somebody else ends up in the spot that he was in,
like,
and have
it.
Herbig on the outside rushing, or vice versa. You can use those guys as other positions, but still be the same position, but moving around.
You'll call it something goofy like the NASCAR package.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll bump TJ in on the D line. Imagine TJ and Herbig coming off the same side.
Exactly. But like, TJ can hold up inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's going to get bullied. No, Herbig can't, obviously. He can't hold up as like a D tackle. But TJ, for a play, if he's walking around and ends up in the C gap or the B gap, like, he can do that.
Well, and they did that on Saturday. Like, this is where they didn't game plan, but they did mix some little wrinkles in. Herbig comes up the middle on one of those sets.
The stunts, like, yeah.
Yeah, the stunt. You move him around. A little football-y here. If you know it's a pass, like 3rd and 12, a little wide 9.
Yep.
You get TJ Watt out there. as a defensive tackle-ish, but he's still out maybe over the guard, in between the guard and the tackle. Then you got Herbig coming. All right, pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pick, obviously, T.J. Watt, and then Herbig with that speed. I just want to keep drafting guys from Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're good.
Right?
They're tough players. They're smart. They, you know,
that's it.
They're. I think the right word is for Wisconsin players, and it's been like this for a long time. It's not just like, you know, Wisconsin does this with their player. They're just developed. You know, sometimes it takes guys a while to develop to become an NFL player. Like, they are already like developed players. Whenever they do hit the NFL, that it's so easy to be able to use them right away. Like, most of their players are developed as soon as they get drafted.
And I think Watt took him under his wing, too.
That helps.
By all accounts.
And then,
oh, my God.
You know?
That's the other guy. I think he was really good in this game. He's good all preseason. He's going to be a stud. He's going to be a stud, I think, this season. I think there's less of a conversation there because he's just going to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play every snap. You know, Cam Hayward's going to need some blows every now and again. Phrasing. Larry Ogunjobi, oft injured. Let the young man play every single snap and just see how he handles it, and I think we're going to be happy. I think he has a Stephon Tuitt kind of career, hopefully without the tragedy and the retiring early and all that stuff. But he's different than Javon Hargrave. They've had success drafting guys and developing guys at that position. And I feel better about their depth there than I did coming in. Because I want to kill him every time. Oh, man, now I forget his name. They're back up inside defensive lineman.
Adams?
Yes. Montrevious Adams is just a good player, man. He's just a good player. Like, I don't want him starting for me. If he needs to in a pinch, you feel good. Every time he's out there, and he's doing it against backups for Detroit, I understand that. He makes plays. They've got depth there. DeMarvin Leal, he's going to be one of the rotational outside backers now. I'm intrigued by that. I think they have a chance to have one of the best, maybe the best front seven in the NFL. And I thought coming in, you know, their defensive line, their edge rushers, very good. But now you fold Queen into that. You fold Peyton Wilson into that. And what was a good pass rush should now be a very good, if not the best, in the NFL front seven.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. Here's a text, and we should probably get into this too. Highsmith going to get traded next season. I'm telling you, if Herbig plays a lot this regular season and does what we would expect him to do, yeah, I do think Highsmith would become expendable. Because Herbig's cheaper, and yeah, you love depth, but you don't need it. I think there's absolutely something to that. And, of course, here we go, the first of the morning. Texter at 412-928-9370. Would you trade Nick Herbig for Brandon Ayuk? No. No, I would not do that. And there's our Brandon Ayuk update for the day. Because nothing has happened there. Nothing. By all reports, he was forced to go to their final preseason game. Because people were making a big deal. Oh, Brandon Ayuk's going to the preseason game. They made him.
Yeah.
They made him. They said, you're coming with us on this road trip. So that's what happened there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.